I got an email last week from Vic Aladef. He's the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. He's a mate of mine. He's brought to my attention a number of posters being stuck up around Sydney inciting violence towards the Jewish and gay communities. It's from a group calling themselves Antipodean Resistance, who use slogans like legalise the execution of Jews, join your local Nazis, and get the sodomite filth off the street, with an image of a gun shooting a bullet into someone's head and a man wearing a shirt saying gay and proud. Now, way back in 1989, New South Wales Premier Nick Greiner introduced Section 20D as part of the Anti-Discrimination Act in New South Wales. It prohibits the incitement to violence, but would you believe, since Nick Greiner put it in place, there has not been one conviction for such behaviour. Now, last November, inexplicably, the New South Wales Cabinet, and I'm very disappointed in the people I know who voted against this, including Matt Keane, David Elliott and others, knocked back an attempt by the Attorney-General Mark Speakman to bring in effective incitement laws. Their concerns, laws to prohibit incitement to violence, are being incorrectly associated with the debate around free speech in Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. What a load of balderdash. You could change the laws to make it specific so that we don't put up with the rubbish we're putting up with at the moment. And the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies on the line, Vic Aladef, g'day.
Good morning, Ray. Good to talk to you.
I've got these slogans in front of me. I won't publish them because they're too distressing to. But it's an attack on Jewish people. It's an attack on gay people. Can you in some way explain to my audience how in 29 years we've not had one single person charged over a crime we see on a daily basis via what is being posted around Sydney at the moment?
Ray, you've nailed it in one. The problem with the law is that there's such a ridiculously high bar that, as you say, there's been not a single charge in the 29 years since this law has been there.
Mm.
And what is the problem with the law? The problem with the law is, quite simply, that the police would have to prove that because John Smith said something, Mary went out and carried out an act of violence and said it's because of what John said. A totally impossible bar to make.
So you've got to get two pillars to get to a conviction. You've got to get someone telling someone to do something and then someone doing what they told them to do.
And said it's because of what person A said. And so hundreds of thousands of Australians, residents of New South Wales, have come together in an alliance, possibly unprecedented, called Keep New South Wales Safe. And we have put a submission to the New South Wales government saying, quite simply, that if you incite violence against members of the police, members of the armed forces, against anyone on the basis of their race, gender, sexuality, a range of categories, that right there is a crime. Don't wait for someone to act on it. That right there is a crime.
Mm.
And I can say to you, Ray, that we have sat with the police commissioner himself, Mick Fuller, and he is in principle in full agreement with this.
Well, I need your expertise here. I know Matt Keane, I know David Elliott, okay? Why would they vote against what the Attorney General of New South Wales, Mark Speakman, tried to do? They say, oh, it would, you know, interfere with free speech. I mean, well, you know, they're both reasonable men. I don't think they would be, you know, anything but disturbed by the sort of stuff in front of me. So can't we, you know, get back to them and say, listen, fellas, understand free speech, but this isn't about free speech. It's about the vilification of gay people, vilification of people, you know, based on their race, be they Jewish or any other race, as a matter of fact. You can't have this.
And in fact, Ray, it's even worse than vilification. It's about violence.
Mm.
We have nothing but the highest praise for the Attorney General, Mark Speakman, and we have been working with him. We continue to work with him. And in fact, it was Mark Speakman who took a bill to Cabinet on November 30 last year.
Mm.
We have also met with the Premier. We believe the Premier has an open mind on this issue. And so we continue to work on this and to make the point that this is not about hate speech, it's not about free speech, it's about one thing and one thing only, and that is violence. And it is, we cannot wait for someone to act on calling for violence, because that is currently the situation. The police should not have their hands tied.
Yeah.
And currently the police and the prosecutions in New South Wales are in an impossible situation because they see the posters which you began this discussion with. So here you have this Nazi little group that describe themselves as Nazis. They have swastikas on their posters calling for violence against groups of fellow Australians, and the police can do nothing. Why? Because they need to wait for someone to act on that calling for violence.
Look, I think I've got to mention one of these posters with a Nazi swastika there, okay? And this is highly offensive, but I've got to illustrate to people listening how serious it is. It's a silhouette of a bloke with a gun held to his head, about to attempt self-harm. And it says, 16% of LGBTI people have attempted suicide. Up to 50% of trans people have attempted suicide. Join your peers, faggots. Get these numbers up. I mean, would Matt Keane or David Elliott support that? I don't think they could possibly support that sort of stuff. That's not free speech. That's disgraceful. It's horrific.
It's disgraceful. It's horrific. It's unacceptable. It's unconscionable that anybody in this country, in this state, in 2018, can publicly call for violence, death, murder against any group of fellow Australians, and the law in New South Wales effectively says, go for your life. Let's wait until something happens before we take action. The police cannot have their hands tied in that way. And that is the bill that is the change that we are asking the New South Wales government to make.
Well, surely we can allay the fears of David Elliott, Matt Keane, and others. There are quite a number of them, described as the right wing of the Liberal Party. We can allay their fears by certainly saying, well, look, you know, it's not about stopping people having a say about someone. It's about inciting violence and saying dreadful things about people who are different to other people. That's just not right.
It's precisely that. It's not about being insulted. It's not even about hate speech. It's about violence. It's about incitement to violence only. It's that simple. It's that complex, but that simple.
I'm just going to... A question without notice, because I mentioned you in an email this morning in replying to someone. There's a proposal before Hills Council at the moment for a Muslim prayer hall to be built in Glen Haven, on Glen Haven Road, which I don't live far away from, and you may remember I had discussions when a prayer hall was being built at Enengrave, not too far away, and people up there were up in arms and said it can't happen. Then it was built. The people who worship there are peaceful. They're members of the local Rotary Club. They participate in New South Wales Bushfire Brigade charity fundraisers, and they go about their business, and they've been an asset to the community. So I try to tell people in Glen Haven, look, just wait. Don't be judging people. But one particular bloke said to me, we can't take any more traffic, so he's worried about traffic. He says, we've already got the Emmanuel Anglican Church on the road. We don't need another place of worship. Well, just adding more issues. I say this, he says, and I can identify him, but I won't because he'll have more problems than he perhaps needs to. It's a predominantly Christian suburb, Glen Haven. The majority of residents don't approve of this. We don't need Muslims. And I'll be called racist for saying it. Now, when I answered him, Vic, I said, would I be having this debate if it was a synagogue or a Methodist church? I don't quite understand people because, as you have discussed with me many times, I mean, obviously, the Arab world and the Jewish world have had their differences in the past, but we have a lot of Muslim people living in Australia, in relative terms, who go about their life and are peaceful and the rest. We've got a lot of lunatics as well who are incarcerated for acts of terrorism or alleged act of terrorism. I just don't understand the attitude of some people, nor do I understand the attitude this bloke writing to me from Glen Haven.
Ray, I endorse exactly as you've summed it up. And, you know, peaceful, as you say, if people are peaceful, they're an asset to society, asset to the community. There's a great line from a book I read 100 years ago which said that respect is something you must have in order to get. And so respect cuts both ways. And I should mention, going back to where we started our discussion, that our campaign, this Keep New South Wales Safe campaign, is supported by the Muslim community. We have on board the Muslim Women's Association, the Australian National Imams Council. They support this move. So this campaign goes right across the board, right across the alphabet, from Chinese, Armenian, Greek, all the way down to Vietnamese. Even the Cook Islands are there. Everyone is there, including members of the Muslim community. So I agree exactly as you said. If people are peaceful, they're contributing members of society, they too should have their place in this end.
Okay. It's always good to talk to you, and I hope that the New South Wales government can see their way clear to revisit the matter. And when I do talk to David Elliott or Matt Keane over other matters, I'll certainly be putting them on notice as to why you're opposed to this and why there can't be a compromise to, you know, they'd be horrified to see the sort of stuff that I've got in front of me, which is published widely, in relation to a whole range of people across society. It's just not right. I appreciate your time, Vic.
Ray, your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Vic Aladev, who's the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.